This is Julian with Trucker Job USA, and today we're going to discuss how the pandemic COVID-19 has affected the trucking industry. The biggest thing that I personally have seen is the food industry, restaurant deliveries. Restaurant deliveries, I've talked to drivers, and drivers are saying, hey, they laid off 80% of the staff. And I'm like, that is insane. The amount of people that are being laid off. And the other thing that I've seen that has had a huge uptick is dollar business, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar. Any business that is in the dollar business, freight has been through the roof, because typically when people are out of work, they are going to try to save money. I mean, that's just what people are going to do. They're going to try to save money, which is a smart thing to do. So the volume for these businesses have went skyrocketed through the roof. And in turn, driver demand has really skyrocketed also for drivers, needing drivers for those type of positions. So if I'm somebody that's out unemployed, then I'm looking to look at jobs in the dollar industry, Walmart, Target. Those companies right there, they really are thriving during this pandemic. But, you know, companies that are delivering to restaurants, you know, like chains like Outback or Chili's, these companies are laying people off left to right. And it's really unfortunate, because I'm talking to drivers who have 15, 20 years experience, you know, and they're just getting caught up in the mix. So those are the biggest difference. Also, the DMV has been impacted. We're talking about DMVs that are, or MVA if you're in the DMV area, but the DMVs are closed down. You know, a lot of them are closed down, and some of them have very limited hours. So what's going on is that drivers are unable to renew their license. Drivers are unable to test for new CDL Class A license. So this is causing a bubble in the industry, where you have drivers with their permit that can't even qualify for their CDL Class A license because the DMVs are closed. They're closed because of the pandemic. So now this bubble is just swelling now with drivers who are saying, hey, I want to drive, I need to get to work, or they graduate from school and they cannot actually go test for their license, and some drivers cannot actually renew their license. So I'm seeing some states, some counties are actually extending the renewal time duration for people with driver license, because they're just saying, hey, we understand there's no way. And truck drivers are essential to America. Truck drivers are essential to America. So, you know, everything comes in on the truck. You know, Amazon, and Amazon is another company, of course, I forgot to mention them. They are another company that is thriving through this economy quite well. So loads are picking up for them. Their companies that are hiring on their behalf that is picking up. And of course, you know, they're hiring as well. So Amazon, dollar businesses, those Walmart, Target, these companies are thriving. So if I'm a driver and I'm out of work and I'm looking at everything like, hey, I need to get back to work, I'm definitely going to look for those type of companies, because these companies are on a hiring spree. They need people bad. So I guess, you know, when you really look at the whole scenario, what has happened is that, you know, America has shut down essentially. Right. So the essential businesses like grocery stores, dollar stores, you know, Walmarts, Amazon, which is perfect for this type of environment because you're getting everything delivered to your home. These businesses are thriving while other businesses are starving. So to say, like you got restaurants, and think about this, even if you are a driver that's gunning to drive for a company that delivers to restaurants. You know, even when the restaurants are open, they're going to limit the amount of people that are able to come inside of these restaurants. You know, they might say, hey, we're at 25 or 30% capacity, whatever the regulations is in that city. So it's not like this freight is just going to uptick and, you know, everybody's going to have a job again. It's going to be a buildup period. So unless the drivers can weather the storm financially, which I don't see how anybody can go too long, 6 months to a year without any type of income coming in, it's definitely going to look tough. So if you're a no-touch guy, you don't want to touch any freight, that's Walmart, that's Target, that's Amazon. If you're somebody, hey, you know, doesn't mind, you know, touching freight, then that's Dollar General, Dollar Tree. What's the other one? I forget it. Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar. Those are the companies that you would go after. You would go after those type of lows, and those lows are very strong right now. So again, this is Julian with Trucker Job USA. So I hope everybody's safe out there.